You're listening to a message brought to you by Christian Life Church, Ross on Wye. To find out more about us, go to www.clch.cc.
So it's been really, really good to be back to nursery. Especially when you have a 7-month pregnant lady at home. Yeah, so baby number 2 is coming. It's nearly there. And if you see myself leaving after the preaching, I'm going to Manchester to pick up my parents. They arrived today. They're going to be here for a week with us. So that's why we did a little bit of changing on. Going to be back to the worship. And because I'm going to talk about worship today. Yes, when Andrew invited me to share about worship, I think he gave me full permission to sing whatever I want, right? So, you see? So today, in 2 months, you can check my live album. It's going to be coming. Yeah, we're recording it today, okay? don't worry. It's just a joke. Yes, but Father, it's all about you. It's all about worshiping you. We were born to worship you. Father, we were born not to sing to you, but we were born to worship you with our life. Father, and we thank you, Father, because everything starts on our relationship with you. Everything we do, everything we were called to do, it starts on a life of worship to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So this year, our main theme for the year, and I want to emphasize this throughout all the year, I'll be on the 31st of December saying, this year is the year of making disciples. This year, so the theme, the main word for us as Christian Life Church this year, throughout all 2022, is Matthew chapter 28 that talks about going and making disciples. And the first time we were talking about this within our locations, we want to talk about the beginning of it. We want to talk about why and how does it start. And this starts with worship. We're going to read a little, we're going to read quickly Matthew 28. But it starts with worship. And to start at all, we need to understand what is worship. Because sometimes we connect worship to singing. And if you need to be a good singer, to be a good worshiper, my goodness, what a problem that would be. Because Paula, she was in a meeting with her boss this week. She's working at the Hereford Diocese. And she was in a meeting with her boss. And suddenly her boss said, "Oh, is Elena singing?" I said, "Oh, no, it's my husband. He's in the kitchen cleaning and singing." And she thought it was Elena singing. So if you need to be a good singer to to be a good worshiper, some of us, maybe not my friend Gavin, Aniko, okay, they will be great worshipers, but maybe not all of us will be on that same position. But it's the heart. God doesn't list. We learned with a worship, a really famous worship singer in Brazil, that God doesn't hear songs. God hears the heart. So God is not in heaven, because over there he has songs since eternity. And angels singing in probably in keys that we never heard before. And they are over there, so God is not looking for songs, but he's looking for the heart. So don't worry, my friend. I rehearsal a lot on the shower because the shower is on, so no one can hear properly. And I just, but worship, a life of worship goes deeper, goes in a all new level, because Jesus says that you worship when you go and you bear all the fruits that I called you to do. I'm going to read Matthew 28, and today I'm going to give you a little bit of a physics class. Woohoo! Yes. Because we're going to read together Matthew 28, starting on the verse 16. So Matthew 28, 16, then we're going to read until the last verse, 20. So here it says, "Then the 11 disciples, they went to Galilee, to the mountains where Jesus had told them to go." I like that because when I was sent the file about the scriptures to share, so it says that we're going to start about the worship. And I came back to the Bible, and it over says, before the worship, they had to obey the command to go. So it is interesting how even our life of worship that is the foundation for us to go and make disciples, it starts with a movement. A life of worship that is the foundation for us to go and make disciples of all nations, it starts with a movement. So they had to go where God told them to go. And when they were there, they started to worship him. But some doubted. And then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I will be with you always to the very end of age." So this is one of the greatest and one of my favorite Bible verses at all, because it gives us the grand commission. So on the youth, on Catalyst and on Engage in Hereford, we are talking about this. We're going to be talking about this the entire year. And we are, I don't know if you ever read a book called The Master Plan of Evangelism. So we are reading this book they are 13, 14, 12 years old. And it's a quite interesting book, because you wouldn't probably give to a 12 years old to read. But it gives a clearly vision on how Jesus set an example to go and make disciples of all nations. How do you identify the person? How do you raise? How do you oversee? How do you supervise? How do you empower? How do you let go? And how do you multiplicate? So it has 8 different process steps on going and making disciples. So we're doing that. But the heart of all the things that we do, we need to understand that it starts with a life of someone who is in love with God, who is in love with Jesus. Have you ever been in love? I'm still in love with my wife. I remember when I met her. You know that you can ask her. Paula and I, we met on a youth camp during Carnival in Brazil. Big for our church, big, because I know you have New Day and you have everything that has 6,000 people. But for us, it was a big. We had a 600-700 people on this camp from our church, so it's still big. And I met Paula there. So pretty much our cabin, you could rent some not tents, so properly rooms. So my family rent one and Paula's family rent the other one, and not knowing, we were close to each other. So like door to door. And that's suddenly I saw Paula over there. I said, this girl, yeah, make my prayers happen. That's a Christian way to say that, makes my heart beat. So I said, this woman, she's pretty. And we were talking, her family, my family, everything. And one day she was having lunch by herself. And I went there and I sat and I had lunch with her. She doesn't remember this lunch. So our first lunch together, my wife has no idea how was it and how did it work and what we talked about. She just have no clue. But for me, there was a really special moment. It was my first lunch with her. And after that, she fell in love as well. So, we're here 11 years of marriage and everything. But when you feel in love, even for your friends, not necessarily just the wife, for example. I love my friends. And I let them know. So when you finally discover that you're pregnant, I can't understand how Britons can hold 3 months to tell that you're pregnant, because I want to shout out everywhere. I want to run in the streets saying, "I'm going to be a father," because I am so full of excitement. I'm so full. It's there's something igniting in me. I can't hold it, because when you are in love, there's something igniting in you that it's difficult to control. It's difficult to hold. You just wanna say, and you just want to share it, and our life going. Everything we do. Jesus says in Matthew, in John 14, what does Jesus say about love? There is a way for us to know, to check if we love Jesus Christ. John 14 gives us an easy and completely way to identify if I love Christ or not. How is this way? Oh, if I am giving my life for him, maybe that can be. If I am singing really loud that all the neighbors are hearing, okay, maybe. Oh, I'm giving all my money to the poor and I am doing everything. Okay, maybe. But how, according to John 14, it shows us that I love Jesus Christ. John 14, verse 15 says, you love me if you obey my commands, my words. You love me not because you are going out in the streets shouting out. You love me. And that's something interesting I had to learn on my relationship with Paula. Because, of course, you know at all, looking at us, that she's more good-looking than me. It's clear. No one has doubt about that. So when you come from a perspective that she's more good-looking than me, sometimes you need to spend your time proving that you love. Maybe on a process of conquering and everything. And one day, God told me, stop proving that you love to your wife and love her. And sometimes on our relationship with God, on our relationship with love with God, we are spending a lot of time trying to prove and trying to act and trying to, when Jesus made it really clear, if you love me, obey my commands. Everything we do comes from a position of loving God. Loving God. Do you know? And because we love God, next week we're going to be talking properly about going. And Beth gave a great testimony. People are talking about that. You have challenged Hereford, my friend. You have no idea how much. About going. And you know, we had a meeting with the elders and the site leaders a few weeks ago. And they asked what the goal means to you. And I did answer that that day. Because usually I talk too much. So I let other people talk. But today I'm going to let you know what go means to me. Go, do you know what go and make disciples means to me? This is for me a thermometer. Thermometer, do you know of what? Going to John Curl, going to my neighbors, this is a thermometer for me of how is my love for Christ. I always put a thermometer in my actions to measure how heat and how hot, I don't know if I can use this word, if I can't, I'm sorry, but how hot is my love for Christ. Because Jesus said, you will love me if you do what? If you obey my commands. Love one another, give your life for your neighbor. And the greatest command, the greatest commission that I gave you, go all around and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them and teach them to obey everything I have commanded you, and I'll be with you. And it's interesting because sometimes we think that we are having a full life, but and that everything is okay. If you see someone that is ill and you don't check the temperature, you won't be able to tell properly that person is ill. You have a child. If you don't go there and put your hand, you won't be able just by seeing that temperature is good. You're going to have to measure. You're going to have to put a thermometer. And that thermometer will tell you if you are good or not. And on our actions, we need to understand that going and making disciples, obeying Jesus Christ, is a thermometer that reveals to us how in love I am with Christ. Because he said that if you love me, what are you going to do? You're not going to sing 24 hours per day. Maybe you will. But if someone doesn't have voice, someone is how do you say in English? Mute. So that person can love God? That person can love God maybe better than me. Because she won't get messed up on thinking that singing what reveals the word, the love. Do you know? we need to understand how is our love for Christ. Because, you know, how, and that's the physical part, the physics part of my teaching today, to finish it. Who were good in physics here? Yeah, sort of. I always liked the law of physics. Not necessarily I was good to make the math of the law. But I always liked the law of physics because Bible says that the visible things reveals the invisible. So everything that was created reveals the God we love. And there's, the first law of thermodynamics? And that was something that always got my attention. Because the first law of thermodynamics talks about heat. So it says that if a system A and a system B has the same level of heat, they will be in balance. But if a system C comes and the system C has a lower level of heat, so if the system C is colder, what will happen? The system C won't pass the cold ahead. Cold is something you don't pass ahead. No one passes cold, my friend. So system C will be stuck there forever on that position until system A. And what will happen, my friend? You can have system A and system B. If system C comes, if they are equally, they will equally share. But if system A has more heat than all the others, system B won't give anything. System A will give the heat to equip and to balance the levels. See, if Murray is on a level of heat with Jesus Christ, that may be colder than myself, and we are walking together, the heat that I have, if it's higher the level, I am the one that will give heat, they will pass it on. We don't pass on cold. Don't be afraid to go anywhere and thinking, I am going to the world. And that's a dangerous place. It's cold. People over there, they are doing drugs. People over there, they are doing this and doing that. My friend, let me tell you something. Cold don't passes ahead. What passes ahead? Heat. It's impossible for cold to move. On a relationship between A and B, the one who has more heat will be the one transferring. So that's why, my friend, we need to understand why do we go and make disciples? Because we are connected to a source of heat that lasts forever. We are the ones. And that's why we need to check and we need to ask God to reveal to us how is our level of love with him. Because when Eniko is going to CBN, when Eniko is going to, and I learned this word, Taekwondo, when she's going over there, I rehearsal for like 3 days, and when she's going over there and she does her Taekwondo, but it's slowly still, I can't pronounce it quickly. She's going over there, she is the one who has the level of heat that can pass it on. She's the only one. She gets into places where maybe they're over there energetic and everything, and there's a natural it's heat over there, natural temperature because of the movements and everything. But there's a heat that only she has. There's a temperature that only she has by obeying God, by having a relationship with God. And my friend, God wants to set you on fire. One of the beauties of the light of the world, that is your name, is that light not only illuminates, but also heats. No one sees the fire and gets over there, oh, just beautiful fire. No, it's cold. Everyone goes there in the fire and say, ah, oh, it's cold. It's bright, but also it's hot. You are my disciples. You love me when you obey me. Are you going? Do you want to know if you love Christ? How is your movements? How are your movements happening? we need to put under a thermometer check to understand how is our love for Christ. And the best way for us to do this is, are we obeying everything he says? So we're gonna, I think, continue on worship. And I'm gonna ask you to do a check on and talk to God. Because that is something that if you lose heat because you have passed it on to another system that had less level of heat, you need to recharge. You need to recharge. And this morning, I believe, is a morning to recharge. To recharge the battery, to recharge the level of our worship, the level of love we have for Christ. And I believe this year God will empower us with a level of love that needs to grow and grow and grow until it reaches the highest level, the midday level, because then we'll be able to go everywhere and pass it on, the heat that is upon us. God bless you. I'm going to be on my way, sorry. But God bless you, and may God help us to be on fire.